first question is that, what is the overall status of summer recreational activities in Frankfort, Clinton County, Boone County, and other areas for everybody? Just take it as you can.
Well, Ken, this is Travis, and I'll start us off. You know, we are we're blessed here in Frankfort to have such good facilities, a great historical park system, and the summertime. We always have a couple of goals in mind for summertime, and that is Memorial Day weekend, and then also the 4th of July. And those are two big dates for us. We plan on each and every year, we shoot to have lots of landscaping, flowers planted by Memorial Day weekend, because we know that the public's going to be out and about, and we want everything in order, if you will. We also, for the 4th of July, we know that we are going to have literally thousands of people at TPA Park, and so we want to put our best foot forward because we have a lot of out-of-town folks that are in town as well. So we have those two dates in mind to have everything up and ready. We also, you know, in years past, we've had the movie nights and summer concerts and so forth. And we've, with all the construction and everything going on with Prairie Creek Park, which we'll probably talk about in a little while, we've postponed some of those items till next year because we have a program budget that we're going to routinely have entertainment at Prairie Creek Park. So this year, we, of course, have all the recreational activities available. We've had lots of like last night at Circle Park, we actually had First Christian Church that served hot dogs and had engagements with the community. We've had several of those on the agenda throughout the summer. So there's a lot going on in the city of Frankfort.
This is Kathy from Healthy Communities, and we are working a lot out in the community with our walking and biking trails, and people may see those signs that are out and around town. And as you know, we've gotten quite a bit of rain and things this spring and the beginning of summer here. And the good news is that most of those walking trails here in town are all on the sidewalks or throughout town that you can ride your bike. You can go walking through there. So that is always nice to keep people active and people going with that. And we're also doing things that coordinate our program. So we had our Mental Health Awareness 5K back in May. That's always something that is great for the community. We also have a Mental Health Awareness baseball game at the Lafayette Aviators coming up on Thursday evening. So that's something that you can still get out, have fun with the family, you know, be engaged in those activities, and then also coordinate our other programs together. So those are always things that we're looking for.
Good morning. This is Tristan from the Clinton County Family YMCA. I love summertime at the Y because it's our time to amplify our impact when it comes to our kids, especially school-aged kids because they're out of school for the summer. Between our summer day camp program from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we do various activities, including field trips around the area and surrounding areas. But one program that we are really blessed to have at our Y is our summer food program, where we are able to provide meals to kids in the community at different food sites throughout the community. That includes the Boys and Girls Club, El Camino, the Y, and then three community parks throughout the county. In addition to that, we have a youth activity bus that actually delivers those meals, and so that youth activity bus is geared up with games and yard activities and incredible staff to engage with kids in our community. And it's really our time to focus on those kids, pour into them over the summer so that they're prepared for the upcoming school year.
Good morning, Ken. This is Ken Harden, representing Camp Colum. And for those who'd like to get a little bit out of town, a few miles to the northwest, we have 90 acres of green space that is absolutely free of charge. This is a youth camp. It's owned by the youth of Clinton County, administered by 17 directors. And we would like to invite people to step out. Come on out. Our paths are not paved. And as you know, this has been a wet year. So it's been mo. But there's a lot of opportunities out there that people are not aware of. One of our big ones is the Prairie Grass Observatory, as Russ knows very well. We have open telescope nights If you go to campcollum.org, it tells you what nights they'll be manned. It's an extraordinary opportunity out there. Also, our Eagle Scout Disc Golf Course, very popular, especially very popular with disc golf people that play on a routine basis. In fact, it's one of the top six disc golf courses in the state. And we're actually looking at the potential to trade it over to where we can have some really good national meets there. So anyway, we want to invite people out. Again, campcollum.org gives you an opportunity to get out and away from town a little bit.
Good morning. John Messenger from Lebanon Parks. We have all kinds of activities. We have going on, we have a beautiful water park in our beautiful Memorial Park. Has a wave pool, very popular this time of year, obviously, if there's not rain, plenty of sunshine. We have trails that from Colfax all the way through Lebanon. Part of it's paved. I guess there's some problems with some paving there in some areas. But no, it's beautiful. It brings us right into our beautiful downtown. As far as activities, we have horseshoes, we have disc golf, we have a beautiful 18-hole disc golf course. Right now it's underwater, unfortunately, so we are revamping it. We have a 19-acre conservation club that we purchased a few years back, a 3.5-acre pond, so there's fishing. We have another park that's Hot Pond Park, has about an acre of water there where you can fish. Year-round, it's stocked. We have all kinds of activities. So we have baseball going on. We have youth soccer. We have youth football that's getting ready to fire up here soon. We just, boy, I can go on and on with all the activities we have. Summer concerts that we have, movie nights. We have all kinds of 5Ks. We do Pilates. We team up with the YMCA, and that's twice a week. We have lap swimming. So we try and hit about every area and every aspect for all the kids and adults that we can do. There again, plenty of activities, and just look at our Facebook page if you want to find out what activities are going on.
Good morning. This is Officer Ryan McCauley with the Indiana DNR Law Enforcement Division. So normally summertime, people are looking to get outside, get active, enjoy the weather when it's nice. Obviously, with the DNR, we've got all sorts of properties and opportunities for people to get out and do that. You know, as far as local, one of the things that's often overlooked or people don't know about is our nature preserve that's run by the DNR. It's just south of Rossville. It's called Brian Woods Nature Preserve. It's got some good trails in it. It's a good opportunity for people to get out and walk some trails. As far as state parks go, Lafayette, we have Prophetstown State Park. So there's some good opportunity for some camping. We have a fairly new water park there, which has been pretty popular last summer, too. Shade State Park has got some camping opportunities as well as some pretty decent trails in it. Obviously, there's a lot of fishing opportunities, whether it be our local city lagoons. There's Fairfield Ponds in Tippecanoe County, which is a DNR-owned property, which is stocked by the state. And then, obviously, we have different public access sites along the Wabash, Tippecanoe Rivers. Lake Freeman and Lake Schaefer also pretty decent driving distance as far as the boating or fishing opportunities as well.
I think one thing that we kind of have to keep in perspective is we all have needs, and I think it all comes down to four needs. And what we're talking about is that variety. We do have a need for variety, a need to get out and shuffle the deck a little bit. So really, that's kind of what we're talking about. The dunes, Lake Michigan, looks like an ocean. It's really not that far away. French Lick, it's a beautiful $2 billion improvement down there. It's really not that far away. It could be done in the weekend. A lot of things in Clinton County, like Ken said, to look at a telescope and see 500,000 stars in one view, that's right here. So we have these things right at our fingertips, but I think sometimes we have option blindness, and we don't think of that. And it doesn't have to cost that much. I heard somebody say, bang for the buck, camping – just camping is a wonderful option. I was a scoutmaster for 14 years, and I can tell you a lot of wonderful times around that campfire as it's popping and cracking. I know, Ken, you were a scoutmaster too. It doesn't have to cost that much. So our four fundamental needs are to live, you know, food is good, air, to love and be loved. And if you don't believe that, think of the feeling you get when you greet your doggy at home. And the need for to feel important, and also, of course, the need for variety. So I would love to I know last night my wife and I ate at Rick's Boatyard, and you know, we just shuffled the deck a little bit. So, but money is an issue. Ken, do you want to address that a little bit? In other words, if it was no option to take your private jet and go up to Mackinac, you know, for the weekend and come back. So we do have constraints as far as money is concerned.
Yeah, that is right. And I guess the question bears out is that exactly how's the best way for you guys to combat issues with finances for people who might be a little bit short or whatever? How's the best way for you guys to deal with programs that you have or don't have or that you'd like to have?
This is Tristan over at the Y. So as a nonprofit and as a Y, we don't turn anyone away because of their inability to pay. We actually have a financial assistance program that people can apply for, whether that's for membership, childcare, or programs. And it's on a sliding scale, so it's not 100% free, but there is a little bit of buy-in, whether that's a 95% discount or a 20% discount. Our main goal is to get people in the doors or around our building or at an event we're holding in the community. And we want that open to everyone so that we can pour into you and also so that you can see the impact that you can have in the community as well.
Any of the rest of you want to chime in there?
This is Ken with Camp Colum. Unless a family wants to reserve our nature center or our lodge at Camp Colum, everything is absolutely free, even camping. We have 90 acres out there on 200 North, just east of Mulberry Jefferson, and there are a lot more people out there than what you might expect, but not as many as should be taking advantage of the opportunity. So there is no cost at Camp Colum.
John Messenger, Lebanon Parks. We're always mindful of people that can't afford, and we try and keep the cost down on everything. When we build our water park, our prices are very reasonable. And if someone cannot afford, and we have plenty of people that step up to the plate that will give them scholarships to get in. We have a lot of free events, though. We try and keep the price down for that reason.
So this summer, are you the Frankfurt Auxiliary Pool?
Yes, we sure are. see a lot of buses and everything coming over to Lebanon. That's absolutely right.
And how much is it?
It's $5 to get in. It's one of the cheapest things around. You can go to the Monon. I think it's $11, $12, something like that. But we have a wave pool, lazy river, slides. It's a nice family atmosphere. We have 40,000 to 50,000 visitors, but it's very well kept and maintained. But we also have free events. We just had Colonial Days in one of our parks. We have a Civil War reenactment this fall. But most of there are scholarships out there for people if they can't afford or just need some help with the cost. We always are mindful of that. The park board's always trying to keep the prices down. We have shelters, and we can help them out with shelters. We have 15 shelters throughout our system, so there's always something. A kid needs a bike, we'll get him a bike. That's all there is to it. I think we're all in the same business to help out the community, and that's everybody's goal. So you want something, and there's a lot of free activities and fun for everybody.
I will echo John's thoughts, and we definitely offer nearly everything free as well at the Frankfurt Park system, with the exception of some shelter houses. Also the entry into the pool when it's up and going, under renovation right now. Also, just the petting zoo, all of those. Those facilities were built by donations, and we've kept them free, with the exception if you want to feed the animals, it's a quarter. You can find that on the ground usually. But other than that, we're not going to turn anybody away, and we want the public to be happy and healthy and use our facilities.
This is Ryan McCauley with the DNR again. That's one nice thing about a lot of our state properties is, you know, there's very little to no cost. Anytime you're going to go and access one of our nature preserves or some of our trails, you know, you're not going to have to pay for that. Now you go to enter in some of our state parks, you know, you might have a entrance fee per vehicle, which is pretty minimal. But that, you know, getting into the state parks also opens up a lot of free activities within the parks. You know, as far as water's concerned, you know, any of our public access sites, there's no fee to use those. So anyone wanting to do any kayaking or anything like that, you know, they're not going to be charged to use a public access site. You know, fishing opportunities, if you're younger than 18, you're not required to buy a fishing license. If you're 18 or older, you know, I think a fishing license is $17 right now, which when that's good through March 31st, pretty minimal fee right there. So,
okay. Kathy, you want to say anything on this or not?
Sure, if you call me out, Ken, yeah. I'd love to. everything Healthy Communities does is purely grant-funded. So the walking and biking trails that we talked about earlier, those are always free. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to check in anywhere. You can just use those at any point. And we always have the maps for the walking trails and the biking trails at our office, but they're also up at Old Stoney and around the community as well. So you can see all of those. Along with 5Ks, there's a couple other 5Ks coming up, one on Saturday in Kirkland. There's the Bale Strong 5K that's coming up that Healthy Communities is helping with and volunteering. Those are always opportunities for people for a small fee to get out, whether you run or walk or do anything with that. Those are always something with that. And when costs increase, you know, for schools and parks for playgrounds equipment, we always have a physical activity grant that we write at Healthy Communities, and that can help. We just got some playground equipment for Clinton Prairie to make their playground equipment better for their preschool program that they opened up. And we also worked with Suncrest to help with their playground equipment to make it handicap accessible. Those are things that we can help out in the community when it comes to organizations when costs increase to help keep these things down for the community, to help keep them free for the community.
Any other thoughts? I have a book here. It's called Great Indiana Weekend Adventures. And we have actually used this book sometimes. Let me just throw out, like popcorn, a few things that I'm talking about that you can get away to do. Dune Land. No, I've never been to the dunes recently. Boy, there's a lot there. LaPorte County, Amish Country. We also have in and around Fort Wayne. Sometimes my wife and I will go to Bloomington, to the IU campus or the Purdue campus, and just wander around. It's amazing what is over there. And then we all say, gosh, why don't we use this more? Why don't we come back more? And we've gone to some lectures and speakers there at Purdue. Beyond downtown Indy, have you ever been to Broad Ripple? If you go up and down, there's a stream there and a lot of interesting eclectic shops to enjoy. Bloomington, again, a lot of shops around the square. And not to forget Clinton County again, because we were talking about the aviary, and we're not talking as far as the aviary is concerned. This is a regional draw. It's how big is the aviary compared to what else is out there?
Yeah. It's very interesting that we have, it's unique. The aviary is completely unique to this area, to this region, to our state. And just on Monday, there were a couple of older gentlemen with a couple of grandkids in the aviary. I went over to talk to them, and come to find out, they drove to Frankfort from Indianapolis. And they were so impressed that they wanted to leave behind a donation. And it was a sizable donation. And that's the engagement.
For birds.
Yeah, for birds, for the aviary.
No,
for the birds. So that's incredible. And that's the type of uniqueness that we want for Clinton County and Frankfort. We want to draw people. We want it to serve our public first, our local citizens. But we also want it to be regional and draw people in because we see the benefits in economic development dollars that come into our community.
A lot of people, so it is probably, is there anything in Indianapolis with an aviary that?
I haven't been to the Indianapolis Zoo in several years since Gina and I have been out of the country for a number of years. But no, I don't believe that there's anything that compares to our aviary that we have here in the state of Indiana. Mm-hmm. I think that probably the closest one would be Cincinnati, Ohio, and it's mm-hmm. been a number of years since I've been there as well.
Also, if you've never been to Columbus, Indiana, the architecture in Columbus is amazing. What happened was they set up a fund so that the Cummins Group, I believe, would donate the architectural funds, 15% to any building project. So if I have my numbers right, so you have world-class architects that at no extra charge to the person constructing the building, they use this world-class architecture all around that city. So they have tours and so forth that you can take. Again, the cost is kind of minimal.
Trail system there, too.
The trail system? Yeah. This last weekend, my wife and I went down to Turkey Run. And by the way, do you know how Turkey Run got its name?
Yeah.
Turkey Run got its name. It's a state park only about less than an hour from here, down in Park County. Lots of covered bridges, too, to look at. But Turkey Run got its name because in the wintertime provided warmth for the turkeys. And so what happened was they found that this was a really good technique to harvest and hunt the turkeys. So they would go down and they'd get this turkey run going, and then they'd corner them over into the right place, and they'd have turkey for supper. So that was so they called it Turkey Run. Ken, anything else?
I just want to remind people that anybody's got any questions for these for our guests here, you can call 659-3338. Leave that question with the person who answers the phone, and we'll get it on the air for you. Also, this summit is being sponsored by Wampler Services Incorporated, Frankfurt's mayor's office, along with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. One thing, you guys have already mentioned all this, but I'm going to bring it up again. How much has the weather really affected everything that you guys have done so far this year?
Yeah.
John, again, with the parks, Lebanon Parks, it's held up a lot of construction. We just had a new splash pad opening at one of our parks at Abner Longley. Beautiful, nice $850,000 project, but it was held up probably about a month and a half. Obviously, we're trying to open up by Memorial Day, a little bit late on that. We have a dog park, Boone County's first dog park. That'll be opening soon. Again, the weather's held up. We couldn't get the drive in there because there was so much water, let alone all the maintenance workers that we're trying. We have 200 acres to take care of and maintain of mowable turf. And, it's been difficult. So it has put some of our mulching behind, our playground, freshening everything up. Our projects are probably the biggest things. We put a couple trails through Memorial Park also. We were hoping to have those in way before May, and it just finished them up this last week. So that's been our biggest problem as far as that goes. We still, our events are running. We have two or three events every weekend. Had a car show last weekend, and I think from Kokomo that transferred over to Lebanon, which we were real happy to host. I think only half the cars showed up because they don't want to get them out if there's any chance of rain. So our movie night's been postponed a couple times, outdoor movies, because of the rain. So it's affected a lot. I just feel for everybody and the farmers out there. But I think everybody's had a little bit of trouble. Had a few pool parties that we rent out our pool facility on weekends. And I think we've only had to postpone one of those. So fortunate there.
Luckily, the Y is an indoor facility with an indoor swimming pool, so you can have summer inside.
Rub it in.
Right. But shout out to our youth soccer coaches, parents, kids, and staff, because it's been a little bit of a mess as far as rescheduling games and moving things around, and it's been a little crazy as far as maintaining the field and making sure everyone's taken care of when it comes to our youth soccer program.
Now, we want to look at the other side of this coin, though. All of this rain. Yesterday at Camp Collin, we had a group of kids, third through fifth graders, and they were chasing frogs. And there were a lot of frogs to chase this year.
Yeah.
So it's not always negative.
They say frogs are a good indicator of the health of the system. Frogs don't like it when there's chemicals and so forth. So that's a good sign.
They are an indicator species. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Just wait on the mosquitoes.
Also an indicator species.
That's right.
There's blood around.
Yeah, my heart goes out to the farmers just knowing that we've dealt with the monsoon season of Clinton County, of Indiana, and trying to get all the mowing done and struggling the past few months. I just can't imagine.
Obviously, with the law enforcement division's concern, you know, we're always looking out for the safety of the public. You know, we've definitely had our fair share of rain and more. And unfortunately, you know, we've seen some water incidents lately with the creeks and the rivers coming up. So, you know, that's something to definitely keep in mind if you're planning a kayaking or canoeing trip, you know. Make sure not only do you have your life jackets and you're either wearing them or having them readily accessible, but you're checking kind of your float plan and what the water conditions are before you go out. You know, Memorial Day weekend, we had 4 or 5 active incidents, some of which we're unfortunately still working on. So, you know, it's not always worth going out and putting on that canoe or kayak just because it's nice out. Weather-wise, doesn't mean that the water conditions are going to be right. So definitely something to keep in mind when you're out and about this summer.
All righty, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. You are listening to the WILO Summertime Summit on WILO TV and WILO AM and FM.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. But I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your WILO AM and FM Fun Fair and Festival Guide. A look at upcoming fun and family activities and community events.
Kirk's Crossing Festival in Kirkland is celebrating and wants to see you June 20th through 23rd, all weekend starting Thursday night. Enjoy food, music, and entertainment, including a Kitty King and Queen contest, fireworks show, parade, and the Pacers fan van. Go to Facebook and like their page at Kirk's Crossing Festival. Don't miss the 14th annual Taste of Cass County, brought to you by Logan's Landing, August 10th starting at 5 p.m. in downtown Logansport, just north of their usual location. Enjoy live music, food, and drink from local eateries. It's the 14th annual Taste of Cass County with adult beverages, a kids' corner for the little ones, tons of fun for the entire family.
That's a look at your upcoming fun, family activities, and community events from WILO AM and FM. Find more information about what's going on around the area by going to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. That famous quote certainly sums up this spring. This is Gary Truitt from Hoosier Ag Today. Planting season is usually the best of times for farmers as we embark on another growing season. But this year, adverse weather, along with low market prices, financial difficulties, ongoing trade disputes, and now corporate and media attacks on agriculture have made farmers angry, frustrated, and depressed. Well, at Hoosier Ag Today, we can't change the weather, boost the markets, or settle a trade war. But we can keep you updated on the latest developments on these issues. We can also continue to tell the truth about agriculture. Today, we would also like to send you a message of hope, encouragement, and appreciation for what you do every day. On behalf of this station and Hoosier Ag Today, stay hopeful, stay calm, and stay farming.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of north central Indiana,
including Michigantown, Colfax, and Tipton. Increasing clouds today. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 79. Showers likely overnight, a low of 64. And tomorrow, cloudy, again a chance of showers, a high of 73. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.